right behind you. Written by Rachel Abbott and read by Lisa Coleman.
Prologue. You smile too much. Do you know that? It's annoying. You laugh out loud. You wave to people in the street. Sometimes you even sing as you walk. I see your bouncy stride, your long hair flying in the breeze, your wide smile, as if you haven't a care in the world. You surround yourself with friends, in and out of your house all the time. I've seen them, coming and going, shouting, "See you soon," as your front door closes behind them. Is that what it's like to be happy? To be you? I don't want to be you. I'm better than you. But you do have something that I want, and I'm going to take it from you. Chapter 1. Sunday. I look around the table at my family and wish that these precious hours of laughter, teasing and gentle bickering could be trapped in some kind of time warp so that I can come back and visit them in the future. I know life won't be like this forever. Millie will grow up and perhaps go off to university, and Ash's brother and sister might move to the other side of the world or have their own families before long. I feel a moment of loss, a sense of foreboding. I don't want anything to change. "Who wants more spuds?" I ask, pushing the unsettling thoughts from my mind. "No thanks, Mummy," Millie says. She doesn't seem to have inherited my desire to devour every roast potato in sight, and at 7 years old, she's a skinny little thing. "You sure, Millie?" She nods. I look down the table at my partner, Ash, and he smiles but shakes his head. I can't help noticing the tinge of sadness in his gentle brown eyes, but I wish I could do something to wipe it away. "Sami?" Ash's brother looks up from his phone, which is resting next to him on the table. He grunts, and I presume that means yes. "Do you think while we're at the table you could put your phone away?" I ask, not for the first time. Sami and Nusha are Ash's much younger siblings, collectively referred to by us as the kids. Ash has spent his life, or at least since he was in his teens, taking care of them both, and even though Sami is now 30 and Nusha 26, they still have a tendency to behave like teenagers. I love them, though, and enjoy their company. "Joe's right," Ash says. "We're delighted that you've joined us for Sunday lunch, but it's not much of a pleasure if you don't participate in the conversation. If Nusha can abide by our one and only rule, so can you." Sami gives his brother a disdainful glance, but leans forward to give me a fake smile. "I'd love some more of your potatoes, Joe, thank you. They are quite delicious." We all know he's taking the piss, but that's Sami. When Ash's mother left home, deserting her children, including Nusha, who was little more than a baby, their father buried himself in his work and ignored his children. They've suffered as a result. Both of them lack discipline, and now Sami floats from job to job, lives in squats or friends' flats, and turns up here whenever he wants a good meal. Nusha has tried a little harder and has a job. Ash pays for her small apartment because she says she doesn't earn enough to pay for that and for the clothes she needs. My Ash is a bit of a soft touch. Sami's phone beeps and his eyes instantly go to it. I can see Ash is about to lose it, so I decide to preempt an argument. I push my chair back and march around the table. Grabbing Sami's phone from the side of his plate, I stomp across to the dresser, open the bread bin, shove his phone inside and close it. Millie giggles, and Ash tries not to smile as I wink at him. "I can't believe you just did that," Sami says, but even he is grinning at my audacity. "Our house, our rules. Feel free to leave the table, collect your phone and go into the sitting room at any time."